Welcome to the Man Cave Podcast with Dan Casper.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to this episode of the Man Cave Podcast, brought to you by our good friends from Hy-Vee and Toys and Ford. Also, shout out to Resonance Branding Company. We've got that swag up there. Get the link to the store, the Swag Cave, by checking out the podcast description. And the link is at the bottom over there. So this is going to be a fun one. As we know, we are getting closer and closer to the NFL draft coming up here. And longtime listeners know, Brandon and myself, this is like one of our favorite things, if not the favorite thing on the sports calendar. Brandon and I went to the first one in Chicago, which, hard to believe, it's 9 years ago already over there. Well, we've already got the hotels reserved for next year in Green Bay. So this is kind of our thing. And what we're going to do, probably the last couple of years, these things have sparked up on the internet. These draft simulators, mock draft simulators. So you could kind of customize if you want to do the whole first round yourself or just your team, however many rounds you want to do. So Brandon had this really good idea that, hey, let's make this a podcast episode. He's going to draft for his Vikings. I'm going to draft for the Packers. And we're using the Pro Football Network draft simulator for this. And anybody who hasn't used it before, it's pretty simple. I mean, you just pick your teams and how many rounds you want to do and how fast you can do. But also, there are trade proposals that either come to you or you can offer a trade proposal as well. So, which in this case might be interesting if Brandon decides to maybe use a couple picks to move up to get a quarterback in the draft here. So, do you have anything else you want to add here, Mr. Burke? Because you're going to be picking before me here, man. So
right. Not really. I mean, yeah, you explained it pretty well. It's going to be kind of interesting because I have a feeling at certain points, like, we may have interests in similar players.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's going to be just kind of interesting to see how this unfolds, because it's one thing to know, like, you know, what you think everyone will do, but it's kind of another thing to just say, hey, this is what I would do, because that's kind of what we're doing here. And
right.
I really like the idea of the, you know, the added in trades, not just, you know, the computer won't just offer us trades and we can offer them trades, but they'll trade with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So you can kind of, so there'll be teams kind of moving around as well. So that's, I don't know, I just think it's really interesting and it could make for a fun, you know, maybe a better podcast episode than on the show.
Right. Exactly. So should we just jump right into it there, big guy? So we're gonna kind of go back and forth with the mic here because we got one computer. I mean, you can only use one computer when we're doing this. So again, Brand's gonna be up, but I might have to pause it quick in case he wants to do a trade coming up here. If he does, I don't know if he does. We got to see, you know, what the Bears decide to do, what Washington decides to do, or does New England decide to do. So you tell me, are you ready for me to hit enter and start this?
I am.
All right. You're looking at my hand.
I know. Let's put it this way. Once the first two picks are done, I just want you to pause it just to see what happened.
Okay.
That way so we can,
you know. That's what I kind of figured. So
we'll just save the time so I don't have to like yell at you or something.
All right.
So
here we go. See, I'm quick. I did the first one.
You were.
Yeah, so, I was quick.
So Caleb Williams in this simulation was drafted by the Bears. So pick in. It seems pretty.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, Drake May went number two.
Oh.
That throws that.
It does.
That was the guy you had your eye on, right?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. All right. So do you want me to see?
So at this point, I would say just go to 11 at this point.
Just let her go?
Just let her go.
All right. Here we go. And then we'll, after we get to our picks, we'll kind of recap some work.
Yeah, we'll
that, I don't know if I would agree with that one.
No, but that's it's the draft. That's why it's fun. You never know.
Exactly. All right, here we go. Oh. Oh. Oh, what? No. So the Jets drafted Jaden Daniels on this thing.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I would kind of like to see that because I think that would be hilarious.
So, J.J. McCarthy went to the Broncos. Broncos traded up.
They traded up with the Falcons.
Yeah. And, I thought Jay Daniels was going to land to you at 11.
Okay, yeah. So
Jets grabbed him.
Yeah, okay. In this scenario, four quarterbacks went in the top 10.
Yep.
Not the way we probably anticipated, but you know, we're going to respect the rando in this case.
And you got a couple trade offers. You want to do the first one here?
Yeah, the first one is from the Rams. it would be trading pick 11 to the Rams for picks 11, or sorry, picks 19 and 52. So a first rounder and a second rounder. The other one is the Jaguars for 17 and 48.
Yeah. Interesting.
Interesting indeed. So I think in this scenario, go back to the other one. Yeah. I think in this scenario, I would probably accept the Jaguars trade.
Yeah.
Which would be 11 moving down to 17 and also picking up a second rounder. Because remember, the Vikings do not have a second or a third rounder.
Right.
They traded the second rounder as a part of that deal with the Texans to acquire pick 23. And they don't have a third rounder. I believe it's from the TJ Hockenson trade still. So in this scenario, and I like that you left me to do it, I will accept for the Jaguars. And that means I...
So you're moving down.
They traded up to draft corner Terry and Arnold. We've had some defensive players really start to go off the board here. I'm up now at 17. Looking at these, there's a couple draft offers, but I don't think anything I would accept. I could move from 17 to 31 with the Niners for a second rounder and a second rounder next year. Or I could trade 17 to the Falcons for pick 43, a couple twos, and a three, which I'm not going to do. So I'm going to go
next year, a couple twos.
And so I'm going to reject these. Now, here's the thing. Because looking at this, the top three players in their rankings on the board are Talese Fuaga, who's an offensive tackle. Well, two of the three top ones are offensive tackles.
Yep.
Fuaga from Oregon State and J.C. Latham from Alabama. Otherwise, the next highest ranked player is edge rusher Jared Verse. And so this is – I was thinking about this too, because the one thing I will say with their rankings is I feel that the two remaining quarterbacks in the first round might be ranked a little higher. Just because it's quarterbacks. They're always going to be inflated. So I'm actually going to do something here.
Uh-oh.
Yes, I'm going to by what these rankings say is probably a bit of a reach, but I think it's actually sort of realistic.
Okay.
And – I've said this already on the show. My biggest fear with the Vikings is they're going to go through the draft, and they're like, the only way I will look at the first round as a failure is if you don't come out the first round with a quarterback. So I am actually going to take a quarterback here.
Oh.
Because I want to make sure it gets done. And the quarterback of the two remaining, Penix and Bo Nix, I prefer is Michael Penix.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to go ahead and do that now, even though it's a pretty decent chance. Like, he could be there at 23 based on these rankings, but still, I'm going to try to play this a little bit realistic.
All right.
So that's what I'm going to do. So,
Michael Penix Jr. at number 17. How about that? And you got another. You're up here before me again, man.
I am. I am. So I've got three pick drafts. I got three trades now for pick 23. Keep in mind, Dan's a couple picks up here at 25. I could trade pick 23 for the first rounder and a fourth rounder, 129, to the Lions for 29 and 61. I could trade down to 26 with the Buccaneers and acquire pick 92, which is a third rounder.
Yep.
Or the Falcons are back with their bevy of second round picks.
Atlanta really wants to trade with you.
They do. I think for the sake of this, I'm going to reject these, even though they're especially the Lions one is intriguing. You know, remember, like I said, the Vikings don't have any day two picks. Now I have one from the Jaguars trade. So, and I will say that was something I was kind of hoping I would be able to do, because to go from like 23 to 108 is a while.
Yep.
And the Vikings certainly have holes. So, but there's a few players on the board I still like, but there's someone that I think would be a great fit in Minnesota, and I want to make sure he's there and I get him. So I'm going to reject these offers and I'm just going to pick him.
Okay.
And that will... Sometimes it's hard to scroll back up. And that is Byron Murphy Jr. Or Byron Murphy the second, defensive tackle from Texas.
That's what I was wondering if you were going to go with your 17th pick. So
I thought
there.
About it, and like based on how the board is, I could have. But I wanted to try – again, I wanted to try to play this a little bit realistically.
Yep.
So with my 23rd pick, I will draft Byron Murphy the second, defensive tackle from Texas.
So, okay, I was hoping – geez, Atlanta really wants to move up in here. So.
They're trying.
Packers are up, and I gotta tell you, just kind of looking at some of the names on there, there's some dudes.
You're right.
You're
still in a good spot here.
So I'm actually looking to see if there is a really, really good deal here. See, I don't want a future pick. I want to draft now. Which,
right.
These
trades aren't super great that you've been offered.
No. If that there was a Buffalo one moving back just a couple, but they only gave a third round.
Yeah.
For next year, and no, if that was for a pick, no. I'm going to gosh, I was kind of hoping somebody would give me something better here.
Right.
But
like some of the ones I got offered, but yeah, just there.
There's not much.
There's
just not there, so I'm going to reject all these. Now I'm really on the spot here.
Right.
Because here's who's available yet. Cooper DeGene, Graham Barton, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Jackson Powers Johnson, Nate Wiggins. For crying out loud here.
You've got some offers.
Boy, oh boy, man. The question is like, can Graham Barton, I know he was a left tackle in college, but and they're saying he can play center at the NFL, or maybe he's better suited for center in the NFL or guard, but can he play right tackle? Because I feel like Zach Tom's going to be moving over to center at this point. I'll tell you what, I thought I was going to go offensive line. I really thought I was going to go offensive line on this thing. I'm going Cooper. I'm going to go Cooper DeGene. Just how the board felt.
I like that pick a lot. And I'll be honest, had I moved back a little bit further with some of those offers, he was someone I was interested in. Mm-hmm. Because just as a Swiss Army knife guy, I think he's very valuable. But I didn't know how interested you would be, and I didn't want to trade back and So, but no, I like that pick. I think the versatility there, I think it fits.
Ooh. Now, I will say this. If I was focused on next year's draft too, I would actually probably take this offer from Tampa Bay. So Tampa Bay, because I'm up at 41 now, offered pick 57 and next year's first rounder for pick 41 and 255.
Yeah. Which I don't know if I've ever heard of a team like in the second round trading a first rounder for next year. So maybe that's a bit aggressive.
Yeah.
And then
Jaguars got one on here, but I'm not.
Again, heavy on future picks.
Yep. So I'm going to reject these.
Yep. Because again, you want to pick.
Tyler Newman there. I could double up. boy, I'm looking for my offensive lineman, but this is tough. Trey Benson's there, but I don't know if I want to go running back in second round right away. I mean, you got another center here. See, Cooper Beebe, Max Melton's over there. I know people because he's Bo Melton's brother, so people are looking at him. You know, ooh, that could be a Packers pick and pair him up with his brother and such. Why couldn't people come up with better? I'm going to go Edgerrin Cooper. The linebacker, because they need another linebacker. It might be a little bit of a reach at 41 for me, but just kind of where the board's at right now, I'm going to go Edgerrin Cooper for linebacker.
Makes sense. I mean, like you said, there's been some turnover in that spot since last year, so.
Yep.
So we're bopping through the picks here, and I will be up next at 48. And I'm getting all the good trade offers.
Yeah, you are, and it's kind of pissing me off.
So. All right, so I'm up at 48. I have two trade offers. One would be for me to trade a 48, which is obviously the second rounder, and a fourth rounder, pick 129, to the Lions for picks 61 and 73. And the other, well, we got the Eagles who want to move up from 50 to 48, and I would give up a fifth rounder, pick 157, but gain a third rounder in the future. I don't think so. I'm going to take a second here. I can hide that so I can go back to it. Looking at the way the board is now, you know, there's some people here I like. I guess I can't say it too much, though, because if I trade back, you would pick before me.
Yeah.
But there are some people in this range I like, but there's also some people as I go a little bit further down I like, too. So I am actually going to accept that Lions trade.
Okay.
So giving up a 2 and a 4 for basically a 2 and an early 3.
Yeah.
And
that's a good deal.
And like I said, I wanted to try to acquire some day 2 picks because as much as it's nice to have the 2 first rounders, like the Vikings still need a lot, especially on defense.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, Chicago wants to trade with me, huh? No, because I don't like that offer. So
it's another one heavy on next year stuff. So.
Yep. What's the next one? Oh, Jets. Oh, Jets. Okay. No.
Sorry, they save all the good picks for me.
Yeah, I'm gonna reject these. I will say though, the guy I had my eye on was picked just a couple spots before. Man, there's just I know this is deep for offensive line, but. We're getting some slim pickings right now at this spot. Holy moly. Well, I mean, I need a corner. Do I go with one of the better ones on the board?
Which right now would be Ernest Reichstra Jr. from Missouri.
Because I'm a believer. I don't think we need a defensive lineman right away. A defensive tackle. I don't see that. So, golly, I mean.
And again, remember, as you're scrolling through this, like, these are just their rankings. So, I mean, different. Right. There are some rankings on here that they have wildly, you know, that other people have wildly different.
Right.
So I'm not going to, I mean, and it doesn't grade you at the end. So I'm not necessarily going to, you know, hold you to, well, this guy is ranked, you know, this here.
Yeah. I mean, I could double. Boy, this is tough for me.
Because right now you've got mostly defensive players on the board.
Right.
The top three are Rakestraw, I mentioned, the corner. Chris Braswell, who's an edge rusher from Alabama, and Jalen Polk, who's a receiver from Washington.
Right. Or do I go Hall Jr.?
Michael Hall, D-tackle from Ohio State. Braylon Trice, an edge rusher from Washington. And then you got some receivers and some other guys mixed in there. But right now, based on their rankings, those are the top guys.
I might go corner Jeff Hafley. I know they like their top five, you know, whatever it is. I just can't trust some of the health right now with Eric Stokes. Jair's been banged up. A little bit here too, so yeah, I'll go corner. I don't think you can have enough good corner, so I'm gonna go corner. Enos, not Curtis Enos.
No. I have two trades on the board. This one I can easily reject. It's from the Broncos, and basically I would be acquiring a bunch of fourth round picks. I'm not interested, and not this one either. I don't want to move that far back down. So, yeah. So some of those players I mentioned are still on the board. So far I've made two picks. It's been a little bit, but I drafted Michael Penix and Byron Murphy. So I've got a corner and a D tackle, which I think are probably the Vikings' two biggest needs.
Well, according to this, too, it is.
Yeah. Defensive tackle group is outside of Harrison Phillips, who's a solid run stuffer. It's pretty rough. Mm-hmm. So looking right now at the board. We've got receiver, D tackle. Jalen Polk from Washington. I could reunite Michael Penix and an old friend. I do think the Vikings could use a receiver at some point, but.
You double up on D tackle?
I thought about it, but I am thinking that.
Ooh, with Hockenson Hurts?
No. There is a tight end out there, but no, I am. That is not something I would be interested in doing. So tell you what, as I'm trying to keep myself on a bit of a clock here, I am actually going to go with edge rusher Braylon Trice from Washington. Obviously, there's been a lot of movement in the Vikings edge rusher group. Danielle Hunter on the move to Houston, DJ Wanham's in Carolina. They've signed a couple guys, but you need a group. You can't just have like two guys.
Yep.
And I think you add a young guy into that mix. I really like that. So I'm going to do that. And now I am up again at 73 from a pick from a trade I made earlier. And we've got two offers, one from the Panthers for a third, for basically a second and a late pick for a three this year and next year. I'm not interested in that. Kind of something similar from the Browns. Not interested in that. And actually, this fell pretty decently for me. As I've got a couple D tackles, I've got some interior linemen. There's some receivers out there too, if I want to. I think what I'm going to do here is another need, and it is actually the third need on my board, is a guard. Because the Vikings' interior offensive line could still use some work. I am going to go with guard Christian Mahogany, which is a great name, from Boston College.
Rich Mahogany.
Yes.
Smells of many leather-bound books.
All right, so we're in the third round now, and Dan will be up at the next two picks, actually, at pick 88 and pick 91.
Look at you. I suppose
it's up
there.
I don't know this off the top of my head. It's just
is he going to be there? Is he going to be there? Jets, no.
Jets want to make a –
That's
again,
the only trade offer I got, and it's just no.
No.
Okay, so here we go. Just because I don't know, I don't trust the board, I got to get my tackle right now.
Yep.
I got to get my tackle. I'm going to go with the kid
from Yale.
Kieran?
Kieran?
I'm a gagabobble bubble.
Well, I think that's close, but a Meg. I feel if you're listening out there, Kieran, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble pronouncing your last name.
A Megaji.
Kieran.
From Yale. I mean, I need my tackle, right? I need my tackle.
6'5", 325.
So, all right. There we go. So, I was hoping to get my tackle a little bit earlier, not going to lie, but got the depth there. So, Jacksonville, no thank you. They want me to move back 5 spots, and they give in an extra 7th rounder for next year. Denver, no thank you. They want me to drop way down for a couple
for
picks
not much,
there.
Yeah.
So,
again, sometimes you get some good offers. Sometimes they're not very good. So. Mm-hmm.
All right. So I could either get another safety here. I could go defensive tackle. But you know where I'm going right now? I'm going to go running back. And
which
this was,
one, though? Because
I got a couple Big Ten options up here. Braylon Allen or Blake Corum from Michigan. I'll be honest with you, Brandon. This was a guy that I was kind of looking at a little bit earlier in the draft process, if you will, a couple months ago. I'm going to go Blake Corum from Michigan.
Heck of a career of the Wolverines.
Yep. Kind of my change of pace type of back.
Somewhere Jim Harbaugh is digitally slamming his hand on the table because he's not going to be able to draft
him. In his RV. Where he's got to replace the waist. Did you watch that video?
I did not.
Oh. You got to watch it.
I think I do.
It's classic.
All right, so we are into the 4th round now. We are a few picks up from me at 108. And so it's technically it's already day 3, Dan. Look at us flying here.
Yeah.
All right. So I am up here on day 3 and I have a couple interesting options. Ooh. Because right now my top, the top 3 are a safety, a D tackle, a running back.
You've kind of filled your top 3.
I have. Yeah. And as of right now, this will be my only pick in the 4th round. Then I actually got a little bit of a break here. But someone that I was kind of looking at back when you picked, and I think I'm going to go that route because it is not a position I've picked yet, but it is still a need for the Vikings. That's cornerback. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with another Michigan Wolverine. I'm going to go with Mike Sanderstrill.
Okay.
Who is cornerback, more of a slot guy, kind of smaller, but, I think the Vikings could use some more help there. So that's where I'm going to go.
Kalen Bullock finally just came off the board here, too.
Braylon Allen's still there, Dan. Could he make it? And could you double up on running back?
There we go.
I was a little nervous there.
Get the card up. Make the pick.
Come on, it's day 3. We need to move.
Jeez. Hey, Jordan Travis just got drafted.
By the Jaguars.
Yep. Oh, man. Where am I up? Oh, gosh. We're going to wait a while here.
You're at 126. So you're.
Braylon Allen went to Denver. Wow, that didn't work out last. I mean, that's 3 Badger running backs: Monte Ball, Melvin Gordon,
and Ron Dane played there for a little.
That's true. Yeah.
All right. You actually have your first halfway decent trade offer.
I do. This would give me 12 picks actually for this year's draft too.
Yeah.
49ers are offering pick 132 and 176 for.
So a 4th and a 5th.
Yep, for my 126 and next year's 7th. You know what? I'm going to accept that.
There you
go.
You can say you accepted a trade. They traded up to draft a cornerback.
Yep. I like it. I get. I'm pulling my Ted Thompson card right now. Oh, 49ers are coming back up. No, I don't want that one.
Nope.
No. That's
basically moving up a few spots for a 7th round pick.
Yeah, I don't want a 7th round picks. I could say something different, but I won't. All right.
Do not click on that one because that's restart.
Oh yeah, I don't want to.
We don't want you to restart this.
There's another running back that I was kind of eyeing up here, and he's right there. Ray Davis at Kentucky, but I got my running back already.
Say, are you going to double up on that?
I don't think we need to do that. So I'm going to get some more offensive line help. Brandon Coleman from TCU.
Relative athletic score monster.
Yeah, and that's a Packer thing.
It is a Packer thing. 997 out of 10. That's the RAS score. So
give me another guard. Give me some offensive line. I'm going to pick him up. Got my guard over there too.
All right.
So
now we got another little bit of a break. I'm coming up in the 5th round. I've actually got 3 5th round picks.
Wow,
that's
look at you. Yeah.
How it works.
Luke McCaffrey went to Denver.
Yeah, we'll let you know here if any fun people on day 3.
Mm-hmm.
And actually,
you gonna make a trade?
I'm gonna try to make. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm gonna try to make a trade here because This gentleman has been there for a long time.
How far will you go?
Because I am right, and that is Atlanta. I'm trying to make for...
Well, Atlanta's been trying to trade for you like a boatload.
Actually, what if I go... Whoops.
Oh, look at that. You proposed a trade.
I did. And basically, I traded two of my three fifth-rounders to move up in the fifth round. Whoops, I don't want to trade anymore. And hey, I got an offer for that pick, but I'm not going to do that. And there is another defensive tackle who's been sitting on the board for a while, Dwayne Carter from Duke, 6'2", 203, ranked 92 according to them. And as we know, in day three, you'll always see guys that are, you know, maybe projected to go day two that are hanging around. But knowing the Vikings, I would like to come out of the draft with two D tackles just because I think they need it. I'm going to go with Dwayne Carter from Duke.
Good pick.
So now we're going to have a little bit of time, and it looks like
Kenny Loggins went to – I thought that was Kenny Loggins.
Oh, Kenny Logan Jr.
Yeah. I won't say Kenny Loggins.
Would you consider that to be the danger zone?
Yes.
All right. So I am up next. I only have three picks left. I have –
Hey, Denver, get going.
Right. I have pick 167. So I got one more pick in the fifth round. And then I had two late seventh rounders. Mm-hmm. So –
You're at 1-6. Where am I coming? I got
to
be.
If you go to my. Yeah, if you go to.
My picks over there.
And then there. You're
at
169.
So right after.
So you're right behind us.
Okay.
So.
All right. I can wait a little bit.
Yep.
Seeing how the board falls right now. You're up.
All right. And I'm not going to waste much time with this pick because I know exactly who I'm going to go for. Pick 167. The Vikings could use a running back.
Mm hmm.
So I'm going to go with the former Badger transfer to Louisville, who had a pretty solid year for them, Isaac Garendo.
Mm. All right. And then I should be up here, yep, right now. So I have gotten my safety. I've gotten my linebacker. I've gotten my corner. I've gotten my tackle. I've gotten my guard. I mean, I've kind of fit a lot of...
A lot of the needs.
A lot of the needs here. So could I go... best available. I mean, potentially I could, right? You know, there's a couple defensive tackles sitting here that, you know, apparently if you listen to a lot of stuff out there, apparently I need one. So, you know what? I'm going to go with... This is tough. I am going to go with a defensive tackle. Gabe Hall, Justin, Keith. Or do I go another linebacker? You know what? I think I'm going to go. Yeah, I'm going to go Gabe Hall, defensive tackle from Baylor, as my pick at number 169. Nice. That's where I'm going to go. So, where am I? So then I have 176 after this? Okay. I'm trying to look like if I can make a trade, but just, there's nothing out there that's really kind of tripping my trigger right now. So we'll see. We'll see if that guy's going to be up there for me. A couple more picks left to go. Yeah. All right. So I could go... Foster, no, this was the guy I had my name on, Tommy Eichenberg from Ohio State. Do I pull the trigger on another A.J. Hawkish type of player? I think I need some more linebackers. I need some more depth, so I'm going to go Eichenberg, Tommy Eichenberg from Ohio State at 176. Now, I'm going to draft, but I'm going to keep a really close eye.
Keep the cursor over the pause draft in case you need to.
Yep. Because are you up next?
I don't have a pick in the sixth round, so you've got two picks up before I will pick again. So
okay.
You do what you need to do.
I'm going
to
pause it. I got a guy, but I don't know. I just want to double check to see if he's still out there. I got a guy. Maybe he's gone already. Is he gone? He's gone. Okay. I thought I was gonna sneak him in here, but apparently he's
gone.
He's gone. All right.
He got.
All right. Well, it is what it is.
Who
at this
was your
point.
Guy?
Oregon State safety.
Gotcha.
I just blanked on his name right now, which isn't very good, but yeah.
Yeah,
all right.
I'm not seeing him, so.
Interesting. Okay. Never mind. Where are we at? Pick 184, and I'm at 219. I'm just seeing.
202, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, he ain't out there, so I guess we got to resume it. Just not falling the way I thought it was going to fall right now.
That happens as we are in the throes of the sixth round.
Mm-hmm.
You have, I think, probably a couple six-rounders.
202 and 219?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've got 230 and 232, so I've only got a few left. So.
Yeah.
You almost had Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah. I think I've got my eye on one, though. Okay, he is there now. All right. Anybody going to offer me a trade? Nobody's offering me a trade.
No, once you get later on, I don't think they would like to offer too many. So.
Well, that's lame. No. Boy. Do I go? I'm going to go Trey Taylor, safety out of Air Force. The big reason why is RAS score 9.33. I need some more safety depth over there. Because I got the one.
Yep. And he can play safety or corner, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like Cooper, you can't pigeonhole him.
No, that part of what makes him so valuable is his versatility.
Yep. So I am going to go Trey Taylor, safety, Air Force. All right. Am I up again coming up here?
You have one
219.
More, yep.
Okay.
And then we will each, you have three picks left. I have two picks left.
All right. This is where the draft is won, right?
Just start drafting quarterbacks and hope one of them is a hit.
Right. All right, 219. Kind of. Yeah. Man, this is just kind of.
Yeah, it's kind of shooting. It's just kind of, you know.
You're shooting from the hip right now.
Right, yeah, there's.
No, I don't want that. Do I go another Michigan man?
Do it.
Boy. There's just a lot of safeties left.
There are.
There's a lot of safeties left. I might just go another offensive lineman. Might go Charles Turner.
The third. From LSU.
Yep. I think I'm just going to go. I mean, he's listed as a center, but. Yeah, I think I'm going to go that route. A little bit more offensive line depth.
Right. So we are now creeping into the seventh round. Once the Buccaneers make their pick.
Hey, Buccaneers, what are you doing? There we go.
I'm not going to lie. I get a little bit worried that it just, like, throws on you.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, we're next up. I will be at 230. We're in the 220s right now. I have 230 and 232. And then I will be done. Oh, they're moving. All
well,
right.
Well, it's the seventh round, man. It's tough.
It is. So I have up at 230, and I'm actually going to draft someone that I know that, if I remember correctly, the Vikings actually had in on one of their top 30 visits. So, and that is McCallum Castles. A tight end from Tennessee.
Was that the guy you were talking about when I was bringing up tight end earlier? That you had a tight end in mind?
No, okay. No, that was earlier on. So now I have one more. And so I will be making my last pick of the day. And I'll have the whole shebang, I guess, but. Oops. Boo-boo-boo. And I am going to go with a safety, even though, I mean, I don't think it's a big need, but it's one of those things where you never know, especially when it comes to special teams and all that good stuff. So I'm going to go with Dominique Hampton, safety from Washington.
You got a lot of Washington guys.
I do. I'm trying to make Michael Penix feel comfortable. So I'm done.
All right.
You have
I got...
two left. You have 245 and 255 as we creep near the latter half of the last round.
I'm eyeing this up to see if there's anybody that pops up. Can I make a move? Man, there's really...
Kicker.
Kicker.
Draft a kicker. It's never been done.
All right, I'm going to be up here. So, yep, I'm up now. Man, there's a lot of safeties yet on this board here. I'm going to go quarterback. I'm going to get another quarterback. I'm going to go Sam Hartman from Notre Dame.
There you go.
How about that? Because you got to draft a quarterback, right?
Yep.
In the seventh round, so.
And?
Although I don't think Sean Clifford's going to be in any danger. So I'll just throw that out there. So
maybe a practice squad guy.
Yep.
Because that's a big thing in the seventh round. So you have the third to last pick. I didn't know that.
Oh, the Jets have the final two, huh?
They have the last two. So we are in the last three picks overall.
I am going to go. Ooh, I don't like that. I don't like that.
Not a very good relative athletic score. Draft the kicker. Do it.
This is, we'll get to it here in a second. Are you not going to load up now? This is what's making me nervous. There we go.
There we go. Ooh, that might be the lowest relative athletic.
1.61.
Solomon Bird, edge rusher from USC, a
1.61. Yikes. All right, I mean, this is, I shouldn't overthink it too much here. Golly, I mean.
You are not impressed by any of these RASs.
Holy moly. I'm trying to just find somebody, but you guys are making this.
That guy didn't even have any height or weight left.
I'm trying to find the next Brock Purdy.
You can't find him unless you draft him, right?
You know what? Where did he go? Oh, I was like, I just saw him. Chargers got him.
John Mehta, the linebacker from Wisconsin.
Yeah. Boy, why am I thinking so much for this?
Now you know what those other ones were going through.
All right. Nate Lynn, William & Mary. I need an edge.
There we go.
He had an 8.27.
All right.
He's a little small for me, but build him up.
And this year's Mr. Irrelevant is?
Be a quarterback. Well, they already grabbed a quarterback.
That's right.
Jane Daniels. He's got to sit.
Damani Richardson, a safety from Texas A&M. Now I'm going to.
You're going to screenshot this?
I want to grab a picture of this, so.
Your picks again?
Yes. So we will go through my picks. I traded down from 11 because the top four quarterbacks were gone by pick 11, and I didn't feel like trading up, to 17 with the Jaguars for a second rounder in there. I drafted Michael Penix. 23, I went Byron Murphy Jr. Or I keep calling him Jr. That's the corner for the Vikings. Byron Murphy the second.
That's going to confuse you all season.
If that's the case, yes. In the... otherwise, in day two, I drafted Braylon Trice, edge rusher from Washington, with pick 61, and Christian Mahogany, a guard from Boston College, 73. Day three, fourth runner went Mike Sanderstill, corner from Michigan. Traded up a little bit to get Dwayne Carter, a D-tackle from Duke, and rounded out my draft with running back Isaac Garendo from Louisville, McAllen Castles, a tight end from Tennessee, and Dominic Hampton, a safety from Washington.
Is there a position really quick that you wish you would have been able to grab a little bit earlier?
Probably a receiver. I think even just like a day three kind of a project guy, because I think the top few receivers you kind of feel all right about. But, you know, I just feel like maybe if they could have added one more, if the board would have fell. And there was a couple I was kind of thinking about, but I just went another direction. So I would probably say that.
All right. So my results, I'll be honest with you. I was kind of hoping to trade up, but I ended up with more picks than I came in with. So 12 total picks. And that's what I was hoping. I was going to get a good offer for my first round because there was a lot of options there. But I went Cooper DeJean, Edrin Cooper, linebacker from Texas A&M in 41. See, 25, I had my offensive tackles there, and then I thought there was going to be some at 41, but there wasn't. Then I went with Enos Rackstraw Jr., corner from Missouri at 58. Kieran, offensive tackle from Yale. Then Blake Corum, the running back from Michigan. Brandon Coleman, guard from TCU at pick 132. Gabe Hall, defensive tackle from Baylor at 169. Tommy Eichenberg, the linebacker from Ohio State at 176. Trey Taylor, safety, Air Force 202. Charles Turner, the third, offensive lineman center from LSU. Sam Hartman, quarterback, Notre Dame, 245. And then Nate Lynn, edge from William & Mary. If there was one position, maybe a couple. I wish I could have gotten maybe an offensive lineman a little bit earlier and edge rusher. The offensive lineman's kind of bugging me the most, though. So, but there you go.
All right.
That was fun. That was fun.
That was fun, especially because I got all the good trade offers.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, everybody can ridicule our picks.
There you go. And again, Pro Football Network.
Yep.
If you want to do your own, it's really fun and easy to do.
Yep. All right. Thanks, B. That's going to do it for us on this episode of the Man Cave Podcast, brought to you by Hy-Vee and Toys and Ford. Don't forget to follow and subscribe. And because of this episode, you should rate it 5 stars and a positive review so others can find the podcast. Until next time. We'll talk to you on the next episode of the Man Cave Podcast.